start.
Blog Talk
I'm doing
Radio.
It now. That's the point. I'm supposed to hear. Yeah. No, we're doing it live in the lobby.
This day has been a long time coming. You know, you have the hat full of the red, you know, the red.
I don't know that blood.
Shaped, educated, guided, and directed by God, and he is the instrument of the express, specific, and active will of God in this time. So the right response to what comes from his mouth is not only desirable, but it is necessary to our success as a people. Today, we are witnessing an unusual gathering.
The woman is the secret. She contains the secret coming from a woman.
And until and unless we become better acquainted with who she is,
you may never see who you are. And you know what, sister? Mary is a prototype of you.
If you look at all the Marys that were around Jesus, when he went to the cross, there were six women around him. The women never failed Jesus, but all the men except John walked out on Jesus. But when he went to the cross, it was women ministering to him all the way. What is there in a woman? God.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Ask Dr. Ava. You are now in the midst because it is Savior's Day 2017. We are live on location at the Host Hotel at Marriott Hotel here for Savior's Day. Yes, this is Brother Terrence Muhammad, co-host with our wonderful sister Dr. Ava Muhammad. She will be on tonight. She is definitely running around, lots of things going on. We are just getting ready. I just had to be in the midst of the believers. But, you know, we want to make sure everybody call in. We're still going to have our show. We're still going to enjoy ourselves during this Savior's Day season. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is a beautiful man. And if you're in Detroit, you got to make it out to the Joe Louis Arena on Sunday. Well, we're going to be live with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We're going to pack the house. And, yes, Savior's Day has started. We're in that spirit. Come out tomorrow. We have our opening sessions. We have our workshop, Juma. We have the wonderful production by our sister, Margaret Monty. And we got going into Saturday, more workshops, more graduations, and you know, it's just going to be off the chain. And the drill competition, oh, my goodness. So we're here in Detroit, downtown Detroit, living it up. Muslims coming from all over. I've seen them from the Caribbean. I've seen them from London. Matter of fact, Brother Ruben hit me up and said that he's here all the way from Australia. So we are live. We're live on set. And in a few seconds, Dr. Richard, we're going to pull some people in from the lobby, throw them on the show.
Please.
But we're going to do an abbreviated show tonight. We're only an hour long. So we're just going to give you all a taste and then go in. But once again, you are listening to Ask Dr. Ava. This is Brother Terrence. We're waiting for our sister to get on. She is coordinating. She's just over all of the workshops, so she's just making things happen. So we thank Dr. Ava. But I'm going to just turn it right over to you, Dr. Ridgely, let you say a few things, and we're going to go back live on location at the Host Hotel for Savior's Day 2017, and we're just going to grab some people in the lobby and let them express themselves about Savior's Day. So, Dr. Ridgely.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum. It's been a happy Savior's
Day,
brother.
Walaikum salam.
Oh, and sister. Well, let me.
Yeah, happy Savior's Day. Go right ahead.
No, okay. It ain't gonna be long. I'm just great. I'm glad to be here. We drove up and see the believers. And like I said, if we had this every week, where all of us would come together like this, if we would be in heaven. We would have an economic development project program. Everybody would be making money. We'd be meeting one another, finding people to marry. I mean, if we had this every week somewhere, so our problem is not the teaching. Our problem is not each other. Our problem is that we're too far apart from one another, and the enemy has socially engineered his economy to ensure that if you want to make a living in his world, on his job, he's going to move you all around the country so you cannot get close together. And so we're going to have to make a break. We will have to steal away and make Savior's Day every day, because our Savior has arrived. He's given us our blueprint. He's given us the culture. We love the culture. We love each other, but we're just not close enough together to experience this on a regular basis. So enjoy it while you can, because then we have to go back to the knuckleheads and the crackers and be the energy drawn from out of us. So let's load up as much as we can of this energy from each other and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, so we can do the best we can to share the light where we are as we figure our way out to get closer together on a regular basis. As-salamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum salam.
Yes, sir.
I just want to chime in.
There you go. All right. Well, go ahead, Dr. Avery. You know, I was going to grab some of these believers that I'm looking at.
Oh, please do that. You're our roving reporter, and that's
we're
important.
Live.
I mean, let's get some of the believers on.
Dr. Avery, I'm going to throw on this sister name, Sister Shahida. I got a couple of folks on here, but by the time, hold on, let me get you here.
Happy birthday,
Dr. Avery.
Tell me your name.
Let us
know who you are.
This is Sister Shahida. This is Sister
Dr.
Salaam. We love you, Minister Ava.
Oh, I love you more. How's that?
All right. So, yeah, they're in the lobby just seeing everybody. I'm going to roll up on one more person. I'm rolling up on this sister, showing the diversity of our nation, Sister Vivian. And Sister Vivian, we want to hear a word from you. Sister Vivian, they're listening right now. She just took off running. She don't want to be live on the show, but she was just running. I don't know what's going on. But hold up right now. I'm going to stop Brother Thomas Jihad. I want to throw him right on Sister Ava's show. We are live on location. What you want to say?
Savior's Day, Brother Thomas Jihad. I'm just honored to be here and thankful to Allah that I'm celebrating. This will be my 65th year in the Nation of Islam. So I am happy, honored, and the minister was off the chain today. And we're looking forward to hearing Sunday.
Oh, my God. And thank you, Brother Thomas, as the minister calls him, Brother TJ. Brother Thomas is one of our incredible, brilliant, successful soldiers, a living manifestation with the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad can do. And he was, you know, as white people say, it was surreal today.
Hadid.
Yeah, this
All
is
right.
the Savior's Day to be at, this right here. Mm-hmm. But I just came, Brother Terrence, from a Savior's Day staff dinner that was hosted by our director of event planning, Brother Adima Muhammad, and his wife, Sister Crystal. And we broke bread and we talked about the study guides and the fact that we now have official authorized edition of Self-Improvement, the Basis for Community Development, which will be rolled out in three volumes. And volume one is here at Savior's Day. And we're going to have a workshop on Saturday afternoon to talk about, first of all, the origin and history of this course, but then also to talk about how we're going to roll this out to reset the Friday night study groups and do them in the manner and using the methodology that we have been given from Allah through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, that we may achieve the goals that we have for ourselves and that he has given us. Because we know what to do, but it's a matter of making ourselves qualified to do it.
That's right.
Dr. Ava, I got this one brother John, that's just standing right beside me. I like one of the callers that call in because it's blowing me up because everybody's seeing me. Oh, your brother Terrence. I was in L.A. this past weekend. Oh, a big shout out to student minister Tony. You know, when I was in L.A. and brother came up and his wife, you know, it's right. Hey, your brother John is right here who calls in on a regular. You want to let him get a greeting and say happy Savior's Day to everybody?
Happy Savior's Day, Brother John.
Happy Savior's Day, family. May everyone get
in. Happy Savior's Day to you, brother.
And sign your beans, how you get here also. And it was great to see Brother Chandler brought up. I know he didn't know who I was, so I had to make myself known.
Yes, sir.
Yes, well, thank you. I'm going to get it off. I got to try to find a room now. Some later.
Okay. We're like a room up there.
Don't be sleeping on the streets, and it's cold out here. You don't be sleeping on the streets up here in Detroit. Yeah, find your
believers
place,
are pouring in.
They pouring in.
Mm-hmm.
And you talking about pouring in, I mean, it's like just water. I mean, I'm seeing West Coast. I mean, we got believers from everywhere. I saw the whole West Coast crew with hoodies on because they ain't used to the weather. It's been 70 degrees out in L.A. and in this Detroit weather. But I hear that God is going to make it go up to 40, all the way up to 50 degrees this weekend. So
yes,
I just can't
it may
wait.
Hit 60. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes it 60. So, yeah. Oh, and somebody from Chicago just rolled up on me. Brother Amir. Hold on. Give the greetings to Sister Ava while we're on Sister Ava's show. Just shout them out.
Assalamu alaikum. Happy Savior's Day.
Wow. Alaikum salam. Happy Savior's Day to you.
We're looking forward to seeing you. We're looking forward to being with all the believers one more time. And we're just all excited right now.
That's right. Our time has come.
Yes, ma'am.
We're
well,
in the
I'll
fullness of time. Well, alaikum salam.
People are just rolling up on our father's out there. People are just rolling up on me, sticking me in the back. So, yes, everybody is here. But you want to go over the schedule? Because I went over the schedule earlier, but I know it's going to be some monumental things, you know, about 9/11, self-improvement. I mean, there's just so many workshops, NOISA, the Nation of Islam Student Association. I mean, it is a jam-packed weekend. We got so much going on, Dr. Ava. I don't even know. I can't even believe you're still walking. I can't believe that you're making it because you have helped pull together all of these workshops, and everybody's coming from all over, civic participation, justice, defense. Oh, my goodness, 10,000 fillers. Let me tell everybody, in Detroit, you need to call your cousins, your lost friends, whoever that you know in Detroit, because this is not just for those that are registered in the Nation of Islam. This is for everybody. This is for everybody. Oh, my goodness. I just walked up on this brother who, I don't know what day he's on. I mean, it's Thursday for us, but it's Friday for him. I just walked up looking at this brother with earpieces in his ear. He's on the show. I think he may be on cue. Brother Ruben, not in Australia, but right here in Detroit. We're looking at each other. Oh, my God. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Ruben. I don't know if we can just get your line linked in already. I know Sister Rona listened to my crazy self. But are you linked in, Brother Ruben? I don't know if we can hear you, Brother Ruben, yet, but I think we're going to get you on. You may be calling from a different number, Brother Ruben. Well, when we get you, we'll let you know, Brother Ruben. But go ahead, Dr. Ava.
Hey, Terry, why don't you let him use your phone?
And then, of course, Dr. Risen is going to be teaching us how to treat ourselves, because that's first and foremost. If we don't do anything else, we have to come out from under being fed
on,
by
man.
Our enemy, our children
right.
being educated by our enemy, and
that's
seeking
right.
health care and health services from the
come
enemy. I mean, it's outrageous. It's got to stop.
Come on now.
And so the first
that's
thing
right.
is land acquisition. And what I love, I know my oldest daughter is going to be at Dr. Ridgely's workshop, because she's a mother of two now. And she's deeply interested in farming, agriculture, and we're going to be taught urban gardening. So there's no excuse anymore for us to continue to be poisoned, Dr. Ridgely.
That's right. That's right. There's not a food desert. There's a brain desert. Okay? The people are eating junk because they prefer junk. But we want to show people how they can, right there in their own backyards, on their roof, how they can grow food the way they're doing in Cuba, right there, your fresh vegetables. Now, when you try to get to your wheat and your David beans and corn and your chickens and your milk, you know, you're going to have to do that outside of the city. And that's what we have our larger farms for, like we have down at the Minister's Farm and like we have the farm in Georgia. We got to have big farms to do the staple products and the meats and the fruit trees. But your vegetables should be done right there. When we went to Cuba, first thing I noticed early in the morning, I did not see any refrigerated trucks come into the city. And sure enough, they have 1,000 gardens in Havana, 1,000 gardens in Havana.
Wow.
They have figured out how to survive without America, without Russia, without anybody. On an island, they figured it out. We need to learn from them how to grow food and how to think independently. And that's what we're going to bring to you, the model for independence and economic development. These people are free and independent, and they ain't going back in slavery no more under nobody. And we need to learn from them. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan brought me down there with him in 2006 so we could bring you back a piece of Fidel's mind. All praise due to Allah.
And we also are having tomorrow afternoon, we're having the Women in Ministry under the umbrella of spiritual development, the Ministry of Spiritual Development. And the reason one of our spiritual workshops is women only is because of the uniqueness of a sister being commissioned to teach the religion. We are taught that a nation can rise no higher than its woman. And it's very critical in terms of the image that we project, in terms of our ability to connect with people. But unlike Western culture and Western society, there are protocols and behavior that is not appropriate for males to have with females. And so even though it's not that it's a different teaching or that the word is different, but it's moving and maneuvering in a savage, satanic society. And remember that we're taught when women are released to teach again, because remember that the reason you don't see women out front is when Yaqub began his work and it was known among our scientists that Satan was coming on the planet in a flesh form, that is when the Muslim Islamic societies began hiding the women this is not always this way. And it's not that the nation is some overbearing, narrow-minded entity, but the women have been kept out of the public eye until recently because of the presence of the devil and the dominance of the devil.
Right.
And you know, we have to bear witness that when he is allowed to move in and out of our communities, we see the disastrous results.
Mm.
But
that's right.
The time has come for us to stand up again and to teach the gospel. And so we're having a women's ministry class tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Mm.
Now in the civic participation on Saturday afternoon, there will be a number of local political people and officials, but among them, we're expecting Representative John Conyers, U.S. Congressman John Conyers, who's an iconic figure in Congress, and in fact, just recently took part in a press conference that was held centered around the upcoming or proposed investigation into the activities of General Flynn, Donald Trump's former NSA chief, who resigned under pressure last week. And just to shift gears briefly, you know, for it's interesting, Dr. Rizzi, Brother Terrence, the minister said that Trump would take America to hell in a rocket ship.
He's fueling it.
Well,
he's fueling it up.
I mean, this man's been in office 3 weeks, and it feels like 3 years. He's being confronted with something more monumental than Watergate, which is what happened to 40 years ago. President Richard Nixon had to resign. I don't know of any president prior to that actually resigned from office because of under the threat of impeachment and criminal investigation and indictment and ultimately possibly imprisonment. And so the way it is looking now, something of that level may take place. Today, Trump's nominee for labor secretary withdrew his name from consideration. And one of the believers was just telling us downstairs that the reason he withdrew his name is because all of this about the wall, right? Illegal immigrants.
Right.
Oh, they're the poor little young mother that goes to check in with the immigration office on a weekly basis as she tries to get on the path to citizenship, brought here at the age of 14, illegal entry. Under the Obama administration, they created a pathway to citizenship, and that entailed, you know, reporting in on a weekly basis. And many of you know now, last week she went to report in and she was arrested. And sent back to her country of birth, a place she's in her 30s. She hasn't been there since she was 14 years old. Just moved her, handcuffed her, took her away from her husband, her children, her home, her job. I mean, this is the type of fascist regime that has come in. But with all of this anti-immigrant posture, the labor secretary nominee had illegal immigrants working for him.
Well,
so
this is just fodder
for
the comedians.
His name.
This is just fodder for the comedians. The comedians are falling down laughing. We don't believe this is everybody gonna make money for as long as Trump is off. Everybody, all the comedians gonna make big money because this is a joke.
But, you know, the other joke is when he made, you know, the announcement today from our, I forgot who he mentioned it to. He said, who is the CDC? Can you set up a meeting with, is the CBC a friend of yours? Can you set up a meeting with him, yeah, with us? And when I heard that, I said, did he just say that? But even with him asking who is the CBC, you know, he also is planning on doing some executive orders on HBCUs to shut HBCUs down. He didn't know what they were, and he's planning on shutting them down. That's not necessary. So he, I mean, he is just, he's going in beyond going in. So as I said before, our brother Ruben is standing by me. He may tell, I don't know, he may have to talk about what Australia going. Ruben, what's going on down in Australia? Because this Trump man, we may have to go down and get one of your houses.
As-salamu alaykum, family. How you all doing?
Well, alaykum salam. Wonderful, sir. Wonderful.
I am so
welcome
happy
to, welcome to America. Welcome to
yes,
America.
Sir. I am right in front of Brother TC, and we happen to run into each other. All the great ones are here from Abdul Rahman Mohammed to Thomas Jihad to so many. We'll be here all night naming them. Our family, happy Savior's Day to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and all the yeah, believers and listeners. Now, I know you said we only got 1 hour for the show, so I'm going to be quick. I finally did make it here. 24 hours on the plane. We had a fuel problem on one of the wings. We had to stop in Sydney. We had a medical emergency in LA, and I was literally running from plane to connect, but all praises due to Allah, we made it in and ready for work.
Oh,
two things about today. Today is February the 16th, and while I was in Sydney waiting for the plane to be repaired, I was reflecting on a couple of things that happened in Sydney, Australia, 19 years ago. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan was walking in the streets with us in Sydney, together with 33 members of the delegation. Mother Khadija Farrakhan was there. Mother Tainetta Mohammed was there. And, of course, today, 2 years ago, is when she returned back to Allah. So today is a very significant day, February the 16th. There's so much going on here. There's so much love in the lobby. All the believers coming in. It is like being in heaven.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's exactly right. Now, sorry, go ahead, Sister Ava.
No, I said this is the taste of the hereafter. This is how life will be.
That's right.
Even though we'll be working, we're not going to be sitting around doing nothing, but we're going to be so happy.
That's
that
it.
Is right.
To be
right.
In one another's company.
That is exactly right. So the universal mm-hmm. mission of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad takes in all of the black people around the entire world. So I'm proud and happy to be here today and going to spend the next few days with you all. So if anyone sees me, please come give me the greeting. Some of you I know, some of you I don't know, but make yourself known. And I look forward to all the activities, all the workshops, and I'm going to be in as many of them as I can.
Oh, praise
all
due to
praises
Allah.
Due to the law. I hope you come to self-improvement on Saturday.
Oh, definitely I'll be in that one. Yes, yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Ruben. This is exciting to have our brothers and sisters from really all over the globe, from Australia, Europe, the Caribbean, and just about every major city and minor city in the United States. Also, let's not forget, Brother Terrence, tomorrow night we have Sister Margaret Mahdi's phenomenal theatrical production.
Right.
And I
That's
think
right.
we and have... I know you're surrounded by people. We have a few callers on. I think we have quite a number of callers. And Brother Derek has a comment.
Hey, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, ma'am. Dr. Ava, you know, I just finished listening to the Armstrong Williams show tonight. And there was a smoking Satan on there named Larry, who's supposed to be a lawyer, who says that he has a lawsuit against Minister Farrakhan, Al Sharpton, Black Lives Matter. And I want the lawyers of the Nation of Islam to listen to that show, because this devil, and I mean file a healthy defamation suit, because this Satan is saying that Minister Farrakhan had the Honorable Elijah Muhammad killed, had Malcolm killed, you know, the same rigmarole. But this is the first time I ever heard somebody say that the minister had the Honorable Elijah Muhammad killed. I mean, get that tape, y'all, because it is archived. Get it, listen to it. And I mean, y'all have a field day. And quickly, I want to just throw this out there. You know, we have the greatest teaching on this earth if we will apply it. I took the time here in Houston after Trump won. I called a lot of our people here who are doers in the community. And I took the model that Master Faraz Muhammad gave us. We have to start looking at the models that is sitting up in the message to the black man and use them to our advantage, because the model I used was the 24 scientists. Okay, we know it's 24 scientists. So what I'm doing, I'm getting together 24 people, and we done formed a mastermind group based on that 24 scientists. We don't need to, and I keep stressing to the people in it, that we don't need to be going around here trying to gather up 1,000 people, 2,000, 3,000, because half the time a lot of them will raise their hands and say they with you, and you probably don't have 10 that show up at the meeting.
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
So what we're going to do, we're taking the model of the 24 scientists, we're going to get 24 doers, and we're going to be maneuvering and setting up agendas within the city. Don't know, and I told them, nobody needs to know who we are. We don't know when the master and them get up and do their meeting, so why should we let the black community know? We just do it.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And that's what I call to talk with y'all about.
Well,
okay.
Now tell me again what program this was.
Yes, ma'am. It's the Armstrong Williams Show. It's on Sirius satellite radio. It comes on in the evening. As a matter of fact, the show is dated for tonight, 2/16/17. And just go to Sirius and you will see it. Oh, at what time? Well, Houston time, it comes on at 5.
Okay.
5 to 7. So it's a 2-hour show. But like I say, when you all hear it, man, you even had some people who don't even agree with Minister Farrakhan. They called in and they let that devil have it. But he is so thoroughly convinced. And the sad thing about it is that he's still quoting things that the minister supposedly said way back in 1984. This fool ain't even updated on the minister.
That's desperation, but we'll certainly look into it, because we're not going to tolerate slander. And,
oh no, and y'all going to get a lot.
Dr. Rizzi, I'm going to tell you too, that what gets me more than the devil is this Negro sitting there hosting him and giving him a platform.
What did Armstrong Williams say, brother? What did he say when that man said that?
Well, Armstrong, mainly for the most part, he just sit there and listen, and then he'll jump in and talk about his disapproval of what the man is saying. But then he would still just sit there and just listen, and just let the callers get at him. But like I say, when y'all listen to it, y'all will see. You know, he never really let on it, whether he agreed on with it or didn't. He just didn't really come in on it at all.
Right. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. But like I say, y'all got a lot there, Doc. And when you see it, and it's so supposedly lawsuit, it's supposed to be him and some black cop out of Dallas that's supposed to be having this lawsuit, talking about that the minister was ordering the Nation of Islam, us, to go out and kill policemen and stuff. You know.
We're in court on that one.
There you go.
We're in court with that. Yeah.
There you go. So now y'all have more.
Oh, they can bring them on. They can bring all they want.
And I'm gonna stop saying anaconda. I'm gonna say white anaconda.
Okay.
All right, brother. So okay. Y'all have a good savings day out there.
Thank you so much, brother.
The big snake. The big snake. Go ahead. The big one.
All right.
I'm not sure, because we're all remote. I don't think we've spoken. I have callers lined up. Sister Ula, did we speak to her yet?
You know,
no.
Boy, we better find her because if I don't get my muffin, it's going to be serious.
Yeah.
People in L.A. was asking me about muffin. How can we contact her? Where is she?
I'm
Malaykum.
Yeah, I was up there in the, what y'all call that place, the Pueblo Center. I had your muffin. I had you a veggie burger. I had you some bean soup. I couldn't find you nowhere.
Stop it. And I'm a vegetarian, and you had my veggie burger. Hey, that'll last for tomorrow.
No, I just ate it. You know, and you know when you get sleepy, you know, so you know where I'm at.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we were in meetings all day today. Into the night, so we're going to track you down tomorrow.
I got a deep freezer filled with veggie burgers, so don't worry, Brother Terrence. I'm looking for you, but I couldn't find you.
You have his number? You don't have his number? I'm going to give you his number so you can track him down.
Okay, please. But I'll say this, this has been the happiest day of my entire life. I thank Allah for you. I thank Allah for Doc and for the flight attendant. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm
going to
give you the flight attendant number. Make sure he get his burger, his veggie burger.
Okay. It's in
me too.
Yes, sir.
You can bring it to the front of the stage tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, come down to the, we're supposed to have that meeting, Sister Ula, in room 356 at 9 o'clock in the morning. So, 10 o'clock in the morning. So be there, 356.
I will
all right?
Be there. Inshallah,
right.
I'll be there.
All right.
As long as we still here now, we in heaven, I'll catch y'all up there, you know.
We here, okay. Gotta get this message Sunday because the minister is in top form. OMG. Oh my God.
Yeah.
He's ooh. I mean, I know we've said that before, but this is yet another level. I mean, not only is he the next human being, he's the next after the next. This is the day after tomorrow.
Okay. Ms. Davis.
What you were
saying is, let me paraphrase it. The minister came out with the book Closing the Gap, and before we could even get close to closing, he'd have moved to another level. Oh my God!
That's right. Exactly. Well, the Holy Quran says the sun moves on to its destination.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Yeah. I mean,
oh my goodness.
God. And just everything from his appearance to his energy and then the content, I just can't prepare my mind. But anyway, we have Sister Lillian. Oh, she dropped off. I was about to say Sister Lillian Nua, who's a very important person, iconic figure to us, but her call dropped off. Yes. So we're going to go ahead and move on. And I just wanted to make a note also not to forget. We have so much going on. But remember that we're having the first national FOI MGT graduation. Minister Farrakhan.
Yes.
I mean, there's something different about this year.
Come on, man.
We're learning how to garden. We're learning how to The health ministry is preparing a directory for us of health care providers, so we don't have to be bothered fighting these Yahoo people who want to put needles in our children. I mean, it is on. And then, of course, the health ministry will also have a How to Eat to Live component because, as the Holy Quran teaches, preventive measures are best. A lot of the illnesses we suffer from, you know, I'm going to do – my goal in 2017 is to make this weight history because obesity is an epidemic in America, but particularly in the black community. The reality is we're taking in substances, that our body doesn't know how to handle. Okay, it can't process them through, not provide you with the nutritional value. You know, if you're eating right every day or eating every other day, as it were, anyway, when you're eating food that has good nutritional value, you're satisfied.
Right.
You know, you eat one of Sister Ula's muffins versus some Hostess cupcakes or something.
Come on now.
What does that commercial say? America runs on Dunkin'. Now that's real. That's just a pile of sugar and grease and you know, you're going in there ordering, you just might as well say, give me an insulin shot with my order. Because off the path. Mm-hmm.
Well, Ms. A, that reminds me of some information you brought us that you have in your new book. Talking about the minister said that Allah allowed us to eat like this until the Master of Muhammad came and taught us how to do different, but so that we would die earlier during the period of the devil's rule. Could you repeat that again to us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he actually said that. Because a lot of people say, well, in the Holy Quran, Allah talks about cattle and the cow, and it's a meat. And the minister clarified that. He said, at the time of the revelation of the Holy Quran, you know, the world was in the middle of Satan's rule. We're talking 1,400 years ago, so he had a lot of time left. Dominate. And he said Allah did not desire to lengthen people's lives.
Wow.
As long as Satan was dominating. And it was not until Master Fadhrat Muhammad came that the revelation, he brought the revelation of the diet that will lengthen life. Up until that time, no one was teaching a life-lengthening dietary regimen because it wasn't known. Even the health people who were students of health and in the health, even proponents to some degree of fasting, they didn't have the scientific methodology of eating. Because remember, the book is not called What to Eat to Live. It's called How. And allowing that time. But he says, now look at this. You see in the Quran, it says you can eat the cow, you can eat the land meat. But look at what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. He said in capital letters, no meat is good for you. Okay.
That's right.
And there's a difference between Allah's permissive will and his active will. See, there's a difference. We all know this as parents. There have been times when your child came to you and said, can I go do this? Can I go do that? Or can so-and-so come over? Or can I wear? And you're like, well, okay, I'm going to let you do this. But you're not happy with it. In your mind, this does not facilitate life. It doesn't facilitate death. But at the same time, You don't want to alienate the child and disconnect.
Right.
You know, the minister was even addressing some of that today, a bond, you know, that should exist in family ties and being balanced and not being so quick to kick somebody to the curb because they committed a mistake or an error when all of us are at fault. And so Allah, in his mercy, see, he allowed a broader range. And we think about who this revelation came to, you know, where it came, what type of diet the desert dwellers were on.
Meat.
You know,
that's right.
That's right. That's right. They were eating camel meat and cow meat. And
that's
that
right.
Kind of thing.
That's right.
And so he now then you have his complete prohibition of pork.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, he's not going to. There's no latitude. There's no margin on that. It's no. Oh, you can have a little slice of ham. No. Okay,
because
this is a substance that actually kills brain cells and will actually disconnect you from him.
Yep. And
That's right. Muggly.
Right. Three layers of dead flesh on the brain. Okay. So the prohibition of pork is absolute. The swine, he that eats the swine flesh shall not enter the gates of heaven. So, anyway.
You know, our people are really, really, really in a bad way because they know this, and they were just kind of hoping that our God wouldn't go win, but now Trump is in, and they're looking, oh, my God, we're going to have to go with them Muslims now. We're going to have to go with them Muslims now.
Even look at that. Yeah,
we may actually have to go with them Muslims.
But that's a reality of what you're saying, though. That's the reality, Doc, because the reality is everything that is our way of life is their salvation, and people know that because they're going to run for security because the unleashing of them. But they also go, it's going to make more and more sense to just the average person about separation, and the Negro leaders or those that want to stay with America, they're going to really have to justify why we're staying. You know, why are y'all staying with it? And you see what they're doing. So then you are going to have that flag, the American flag, and the flag of Islam, and which will win? Because the question is, why you want to stay with this? You really want to stay with this? You are really trying to figure out how to negotiate with that. You are trying to negotiate with Agent Orange. That's what Busta Rhymes called him at the Grammys, Agent Orange. You're trying to negotiate with that. And we saying, if y'all want to listen to those leaders, then go with those leaders, and y'all see what he's doing. Y'all want to go with these leaders that's taking you straight to hell, to death with him, or you want to come to some salvation? Well, it's on you now. Set the ground up. He's setting it up so clear that you're with Trump or you're not. Which one you want to be? We not with Trump. They with Trump. What you want to do?
And sadly, you know, we have to pay the price of disobeying Allah's messenger. You know, the minister said, we, as a people, we are under chastisement. And so our people are dying every day.
Every day.
We're dying at the hands of the devil. We're dying at the hands of each other.
That's right. And we're dying of our own hands of eating that junk.
Right. Exactly. Yep. By our own hand. And so Satan worked feverishly, and he succeeded to some degree. He has ruined and damaged us so much that, and that's why I prohibited the pig and alcohol and mind-altering drugs, because you can be taken so far off the nature in which you were created. The brain is created to think right. And you can't think right as a pig eater.
That's
you
right.
You can't think right when your body's full of alcohol and drugs. And so now, and as Brother taught, Brother Wesley taught a couple Sundays ago, this chemically laced marijuana that our children are just immersed in, okay? It's not only killing their ambition, making them it's a sedative already, but with the chemicals, now you get a sort of psychosis kicking in and violence.
Yes.
And that's adding to, see, our children aren't just, they just didn't wake up one day and start shooting and killing people.
Right.
They were made that way. It's just
that's
like homosexual, like Brother Wesley taught, you know, when you hear people say nowadays, I was born that, oftentimes they were. Because of the chemicals. It's not, see, they equate born that way as in God, nature. No, you were born that way because of genetic deviation, distortion.
Right.
As a result of the foods and the chemicals in the food and the birth control pills and the drugs and then your mother sitting up looking at these crazy television programs while she's pregnant. So, yes, you were born warped brain, and you were actually born with your sexual proclivities, you know, being confused.
Right.
But now, thank Allah, as you said, Dr. Ridgely, Donald is sufficient. Trump is sufficient.
Trump is sufficient.
This is a daily thing, and he said Allah will, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said Allah will make you separate. White people are separating from other white people.
I'm serious.
They're doing it right.
They don't know what to do.
Yep, and Dr. Ava, and right, you only... Hold on, 1 second. I just have to throw somebody right on the phone.
Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Ava, Muhammad. Happy Savior's Day, everyone. We love you.
Who is this?
Sister Margaret.
Well, sister, oh my God. Our cultural icon.
Oh, praises due to Allah. We love you so much, Sister Ava. You inspire so many of us, and we pray to Allah. We continue to shine and use all of the tools and wisdom that you gave to us when we were children. Your legacy will continue to live on forever. We love you.
Oh, God. I love you, babe. I can still see you sitting in the chair with your little garment on and at MUI.
Yes,
and I remember when I taught a lesson, Dr. Rizzi, on profanity, and I told the children that Allah does not recognize profane language, okay? You can't communicate with him. A few days later, I saw Brother Benny Moe, the famous Benny Moe, Sister Margaret's dad, and he said, Sister Ava, you got my daughter checking me. Because he said, I let a curse word drop, and she said, Daddy, you are not going into the hereafter. But we are so looking forward to your production tomorrow evening. We are so looking
Yes, ma'am, and we are just so honored to have you and the believers to join us, and we thank Allah that the cultural revolution is just bursting.
Yes.
So we thank Allah for you and others who have paved the way for us to do what we do today.
We will see you tomorrow night.
We'll see you all tomorrow night. May Allah bless you all with safe travels, and all praise is due to Allah. Love you all. Assalamu alaikum.
Love you back. Well,
Dr. Ava.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Why did you mention me when you started talking to that sister about profanity? What did you know about my cousin? Everybody been to the farm. Know about that? Oh my God! Oh well.
Okay, so confessions of an agricultural scientist. Okay, we're no, I was just, you know how co-hosts talk to you know, we just talk. But that was, and I remember in like first grade or kindergarten. And her dad said, yeah, she came home teaching on profession.
Wow.
Yeah, she is a superstar in the world of theatrical production. So, yeah, tomorrow night, as a nation, we're going to experience what Islam produces, what black people in Islam do to enjoy ourselves. Going to be anchored on the other end of the weekend. On Sunday night, we're having a believer's social that's being hosted by the Nation of Islam. There's no charge. It's admission free. And we're going to be in the Ambassador Ballroom here at the Marriott. And we're just going to socialize and enjoy one another on Sunday night. So we have tomorrow night is our musical, Saturday is drill competition, and then Sunday is the social. Yeah.
And Brother Terrence is going to do some spins on his head, too.
Oh.
On the dance.
And you know this, man.
Listen, I'm starting to agree. I'm starting to buy into Dr. Salam's theory about Brother Terrence. I think he is a flight lieutenant on one of the baby planes, and I think there's more than one of him. Okay.
Larry, yes.
He is every. I love it. I love. I
he
walked into
every,
the
labor everywhere.
There he was. I don't care how early Dr. Rizzi I arrive at anything. He is there ahead of me. Okay.
And he comes down to my table. I'm trying to set my table up in a vineyard, and he grabs one of my waters and walks off. Brother.
Oh, Allah. Oh,
yeah,
right.
Come on, Dad.
I love it. Come on, Dad.
You know he's my spiritual son. Now, I hate to claim him, but you know he's my spiritual son. I hate to claim him, but you know he's my spiritual son. I'm responsible, partially responsible for this. For this.
That's wrong.
No, I think it's beautiful, and I want to say, because it's time for us to go, because we're doing this is an abbreviated night. We've all been just busy with saving it, but we couldn't deny our listeners the joy of elevated places, and we couldn't deny ourselves, no matter how exhausted we are.
Yeah,
but we are off early tonight. But I just want to say how grateful I am to Allah for Sister Rona, Dr.
That's right.
Brother Terrence, and our regular callers, Sister Uba and Brother Derek, and now our international correspondent, Brother Ruben, because all over the country, not only believers, but beyond our community, people are tuning in, and all of you are stars in their minds. And people even talk about calling, they talk about calling in and how awesome it is to have exchange with Sister Rona. I mean, she's just the epitome of class. And so I look forward to 2017 being the best ever and us beginning our exodus on the real, because at the end of the day, I am just sick and tired of white people. And it's really ruining my fun in life. I can't really enjoy anything.
And I think Allah said it'll make you separate. My dissatisfaction in America is 100%. You know how the children say 100? Okay. I am there.
100.
I am there.
That's it.
I'm
100.
Telling you.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Me too.
Yes. Oh, I know you are. You've been there.
200% finished.
God bless all of us with love and the light of understanding. Sister Rona will be in Detroit tomorrow, and the Elevated Places family.
Come on now.
We look forward to seeing. Come on, look for us. We'll be around. And Sister Ula, we will find you tomorrow. Don't worry about it.
We'll find you.
That's right.
All right, beloved. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you for listening to and participating in Elevated Places with Dr. Ava Muhammad. Be sure to join us right here every Thursday at blogtalkradio.com/Elevated Places. If you have enjoyed our show today, please bookmark Elevated Places as one of your favorites. And remember, we are all preparing for a brand new world.